is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Canada is the latest country to join the United States in a diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing, along with Australia and Britain, their prime ministers said Wednesday, as other allies weighed similar moves. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it was important to send a clear message over China's human rights record. The United States has said its government officials would boycott February's Beijing Olympics because of China's human rights atrocities. China said the United States would pay a price for its decision and warned of countermeasures in response. The International Olympic Committee is trying to play down the growing diplomatic boycott. Meanwhile, China accused Britain Wednesday of trying to smear the Winter Olympics in Beijing in a blatant contravention of the Olympic spirit. A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in London said, quote, "The Beijing Winter Olympics is a gathering of Olympic athletes and winter sports lovers across the world, not a tool of political manipulation for any country," end quote. U.S. President Joe Biden will sign an executive order Wednesday vowing to transition to the acquisition of only zero-emission vehicles by 2035 for the federal vehicle fleet, the White House said. The U.S. government owns about 600,000 vehicles. Mr. Biden's executive order pledges 100% zero-emission light-duty vehicle acquisitions by 2027. The U.S. Senate was expected to vote Wednesday to block President Joe Biden's vaccine or test mandate for large private employers in a symbolic win for conservatives that will have little tangible effect. The Republican-led vote planned for the evening is expected to pass with the backing of two Democrats, but has worse prospects in the House of Representatives, where it may only have support from the right. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Wednesday governments need to reassess national responses to COVID-19 and speed up vaccination programs to tackle Omicron. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Omicron's global spread suggests it could have a major impact on the pandemic, and the time to contain it is now, before more Omicron patients are hospitalized. He said, quote, "Any complacency now will cost lives," end quote. The Afghan Health Ministry said it received 800,000 doses of the Sinopharm vaccines from the Chinese government Wednesday. The Taliban's deputy health minister and the Chinese ambassador to Afghanistan were at Kabul airport to oversee the arrival of the vaccines shipment. According to Afghan Health Ministry officials, only about 6% of the country's population have received vaccine. A judge in the U.S. city of New York, New York, has temporarily blocked the city from enforcing its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for public sector workers. In an order Tuesday, a state court judge said the prohibition will remain in place pending a December 14th hearing to consider a formal restraining order. He has not ruled on the mandate's merits. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson apologized Wednesday for a video showing his staffers joking about reports of a party in Downing Street during the COVID-19 lockdown, saying he was furious, but that he had been assured there was no party. Social Democrat Olaf Scholz was sworn in as Germany's ninth post-World War II chancellor Wednesday, replacing Angela Merkel, who's leaving the political stage after 16 years. Chancellor Scholz pledged a new beginning for Germany as he took over from Merkel in an official power handover ceremony. China's President Xi Jinping congratulated Olaf Scholz Wednesday, saying Beijing was willing to work with Germany's new chancellor to promote bilateral ties to a new level. Russian President Vladimir Putin, speaking publicly for the first time since his high-profile talks with U.S. leader Joe Biden, said Wednesday Moscow reserves the right to defend its security, but refused to say if he planned to invade Ukraine. During their summit by secure video link Tuesday, Mr. Biden warned Putin of a strong Western economic response should Moscow attack its neighbor. France Wednesday warned Moscow it would face strategic and massive consequences if Russia attacked Ukraine as concern grows over a new troop buildup on the border. And a Blue Origin flight due to include the daughter of the first American to travel to space has been delayed by 2 days because of forecasts of bad weather, the company said. Laura Shepherd Churchley, whose father, Alan Shepherd, became the first American to travel to space in '61, will be one of six passengers on the third crewed flight.